भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This morning we read from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 5th chapter 5th text number 15th Please repeat Putram shishyam shanripo gururva मल्लोक कामो मदनुग्रहार्थः इत्थं विमन्नुर् अशिष्यातज्ञान् न योजयेत् कर्म सुकर्म मूढान् कं योजयन्मनुजोऽर्थं लभेत निपातयन्नष्टदृशं हि गर्ते पुत्रांश शिष्यांश नृपो गुरुर्वा मल्लोककामो मदनुग्रहार्थः इत्थं विमन्नुर् अनुशिष्यातज्ञान् न योजयेत् कर्मसु कर्म मूढान् कं योजयन्मनुजोऽर्थं लभेत निपातयन्नष्टदृशं हि गर्ते शिष्यांश नृप गुरुर्वा मदनुग्रहार्थः
Thank you.
mothers. Ali, Ali. Putran, the sons, cha, and Sishan, the disciples, cha, and Nripaha, the king, Guruhu, the spiritual master, va, or Madloka Kamaha, desiring to go to my abode. Madanugraha arthaha, thinking that to achieve my mercy is aim of life. Itam, in this manner. Vimanyu, free from anger. Anushishyat, should instruct. Atat jnana, bereft of spiritual knowledge. Now, not yojayet, should engage. Karmasu, in fruitive activities. Karma mudhan, simply engage in pious or impious activities. Kam, what? Yojayan, engaging. Manojaha, a man. Artham, benefit. Labheta, can achieve. Nipatayan, causing to fall. Nastadrasham, one who is already bereft of his transcendental sight. He, indeed, garte, in the whole. Did I say it right? Whole. Not whole. Anita's English pronunciation guide. It's a whimsical language, Prabhupada says, a whimsical language. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada. If one is serious about going back to home, back to Godhead, he must consider the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the summum bonum and chief aim of life. If he is a father instructing his sons, a spiritual master instructing his disciples, or a king instructing his citizens, he must instruct them as I have advised. Without being angry, he should continue giving instructions. Even if his disciple, son or citizen is sometimes unable to follow his order. Ignorant people who engage in pious and impious activities should be engaged in devotional service by all means. They should always avoid fruitive activity if one puts into into the bondage of karmic activity his disciple, son or citizen who is bereft of transcendental vision, how will one profit? It is like a leading blind man to a dark well and causing him to fall in. Not good. Purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated in Bhagavad Gita 3:26, na buddhi bhedam janayet agyanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharan. Let not the wise disrupt the minds of the ignorant who are attached to fruitive action. They should be encouraged not to refrain from work, but to work in the spirit of devotion. End of the purport. Long verse. Short purport. Putraṁ śaśiṣyāṁ śanipo gururvā malloka kāmo madanagrahārthaḥ ittham manyur asiṣyāt atajñān atajñān jñān na yojayet karmasu karma mūḍhān kam yojayan manajortha labhita nipātayan naṣṭadraśam higarte. Lord Vrishabhdev's teachings is the topic, is the chapter, and he has taught a lot of things so far, beginning from the very first verse of this chapter. Nayam dehu deha bhajam liloke, very famous statement of Vrishabhdev. Someone said this was the most quoted verse by Srila Prabhupada. Janma karma chame divyam. Could be, yeah, this is one of the most quoted verse. Not this one, but the where the teachings of Vrishabhdev begin. Vrishabha uvacha. Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse. Or again and again and again to his disciples. This is what Vrishabhdev was expecting. The spiritual masters would do such things. Or whether they are spiritual masters, gururva, not only guru, but gururva, means someone else, and guru, and, or this,
va is or. Nripo gururva.
Whether Nripa, the king, is instructing putrans, citizens are like his children, putras. So Nripa is giving instructions. Manyu rasishyat. So Prishabdev is giving a guideline here. Itham, first of all. All that I have spoken thus far, all the teachings I have shared with you, my dear sons, he's addressing his sons, in fact, 100 of them. But could Lord be limited to just 100 sons? He could have unlimited sons, or we could say, in fact, everyone is his son. In that setting or in that context or as history goes, he had 100 sons. We're all his sons. Whether we are disciples, whether we are citizens, or whether we are children, whatever. Fathers, mothers, daughters, neighbors, friends. Everybody is son of the Lord. But all the sons, all those entities are not sitting there. Only 100 of them are sitting. But he says, these teachings are for everybody. So in future, when spiritual masters would get on the mic, they have to teach like this. I have just taught you, my dear sons. So they should be teaching. And that way, let Krishna speak for himself. You shut up. You don't talk. Let Krishna speak. Let Vrishabhdev speak for himself. So he has already spoken. But he was addressing 100 sons. What about the rest of the sons? They should also get the message, instructions. And that job is done, not by spiritual masters only. It is also duty of, the king will be instructing his citizens. And the fathers would instruct their children. And that way, everyone in the audience, everyone in the world is covered, Someone is supposed to be instructing them and at different levels of their elevation in their age as they grow. They go through phases or ashrams and there's someone, Guru na sashyat, Swajano na sashyat. And what? Pita, mata, na sashyat. You should not become guru. Guru na sashyat. Or that person is not a guru. Or that person is not swajan. Swajan. Or these are my people, swajan. You are claiming them to be yours, but then you have obligation towards them. And we are coming to that. Pita, I'm a father. That's fine. But you should be doing something as a father. I'm a mother. That's good. But you have to do something as father, mother, swajan, and the guru. And what they have to do? Namo chayet samapet mrityum. You are a disciple, you are a citizen, you are a child. You have to make sure he doesn't take birth again. You be the last father and mother of your child. He has so many fathers and mothers. He had enough of it. So you be the last father, last mother. And to do that, you have to repeat these instructions of Rishabhdev to your children, to your disciples, to your neighbors, to your friends. You repeat, say these teachings of Rishabhdev, share them, share with them, so that namo chayet samupet mrityum. Mrityu, you have to save them from mrityu, you have to save them from death, birth and death. In fact, you should be making, and if you don't do, then what kind of spiritual master are you? What kind of swajan are you? What kind of mata, pita? You are not that. You may be clear, oh, I am, this is my role, I'm father or mother, but you are not unless you stop the cycle that person dependent upon you is, cycle is not stopped. So, Rishabhdev says, ittam, by saying, thus far, ittam, I have given some teachings, and they should be shared, repeated, well, explained. Pariprashnena sevaya could be there. Tadvidhi pranipateena pariprashnena sevaya. So, ashishat. This should be instructed. These instructions should be shared. These teachings of mine should be shared. Vimanyur, Srila Prabhupada is translating. Your disciple or your son may take a little extra time or something, but don't get angry. Vimanyur, have some patience. Vimanyur, without getting angry, you should share these instructions of mine with putrans, with the children, if you are a father, or for someone like Sri Ram, all the citizens were like his children. He looked after all the citizens as if they were part of his family, they were his children. That is Raja and Praja. Praja is that of Raja. Praja, you are born of, you are child of Raja, the king. All the citizens are children of the king. He's a father figure. So he looks after, he takes care, materially, spiritually, of all the citizens. This is how he manages his kingdom. So whether you are father, mother, or whether you are a nripa, king, then putrams, all your citizens, all your children, or gururva, or if you are a spiritual master, and then you have shishyans, you have disciples, they all should be instructed, ittam, the way I have done. Rishabhdev says, and mat loka kamaha mad anugrahartha. So instructions should benefit the children, sons or citizens or disciples. And what way? They should be taught about, arouse the desire of matloka. Matloka, my loka, goloka is my loka. That's my loka, matloka, goloka. Golokaiva nivasati akhilatma bhuta. You tell them about my loka, and they should have that desire, kamaha, matloka kamaha. They should be making, going back to home, back to Godhead as a goal of their lives. Mad anugrahartha. And to get my anugraha, my benediction, my blessing, anugraha, anugrahitosmi, anugrahitosmi. I'm grateful to you, sir. Anugrahitosmi, anugrahitosmi, anugraha, benediction, special blessings, benediction, var, varadan or varadraj. Lord is known as varadraj. In South India, there's a deity called Varadraj. Not only Varada, one who gives the benediction, special anugraha, he gives Varada. But that deity is Varadraj. Like a Raja Vidya and Raj is Raja, king of all the deities, those who give benediction. And I was there during Padyatra, and I was praying for benediction. Give me some service, my dear Lord. My God brothers are, God sisters are doing so much, I'm not doing enough. Give me benediction so that I could also do a little more. Knowing that is Varadraj, I offered prayers like that. And Lord gave me so much service. Then I had to go back and enough. I did that. And I had this realization. It's not a storytelling. I remember in my one time I was praying like that, praying to this deity, and then things changed and more service. So he proved, that deity proved, I am Varadraj, the king of the benedictors, anugraha, mad anugrahartha. So whatever instructions the gurus are giving, the king gives, our parents are giving, the goal is mat loka kamaha, going back to home. We are going. Some devotees sing also. Then they don't only say going back to God, but they sing. We are going back to home. Back to Godhead. Ting, 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 ting. With their guitar they do something. And they say more and then going back to home. A big boat, and Srila Prabhupada is a captain, and I know, I say, huh? Join in. Inviting everyone. Please come. So that is one part. That anushishat. Instruction should be given the way I have given the instructions or teachings, and who gives instruction, and unto whom they are given, that is one part. And the goal of those instruction is going back to home, and my madanugrahartha, and that is Vrishabhdev, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead, in that advent, that incarnation, mat, man mana bhava mad bhakta madhyazi mam namaskuru, 4 times, Lord says. Remember. He does not only say, remember, become devotee, worship, offer obeisances. He doesn't say only that much. But every time, he's asking us to do four things. But every time, do this for me. Manmana. Matmana. Your mind, give it to me. Remember me. Madbhakta. Become my devotee. Madhyaji. If you want to worship, worship me. Mam namaskuru. And if you are thinking of offering obeisances, it's me. And to me you offer your obeisances, not leaving any scope, any room for any speculation or any... That could be, you know, anybody, everybody. I'm worshipping. I'm offering obeisances. I'm remembering. But Lord says, it's me, it's me, it's me. Four times, it's me. Remember me. So who that? The speaker of Bhagavad Gita. And here, speaker of these teachings, Rishabhdev, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, no room for, you don't have, no interpretation is required. You do this for me. Malloka, my loka. There are so many lokas. This world is full of lokas and Swargaloka and this loka and 14 planetary systems filled with lokas. But it's matloka, matloka kamaha, madanugrahathaha. Lord is asking that two things should be done, in nutshell, two things, and he has put himself in there. My abode and my anugraha, madanugrahathaha. Artha, the goal should be mad anugraha, my benediction, it's me, without no false ego. It's him. Atat gyan, na yojayet. Karmasu karma mudhan. That is the second part. So this party is atat gyan or atat gya, and there's a plural of that. Tat means that. There are three words, small three words here. A, tat, gya. A means no, tat means that, and gya means knowledge. Those who do not have knowledge of that, who is that? That is Lord. Someone had brought the harmonium here. They said, Hare Om Tat Sat. Hare Om Tat Sat. Right here sitting. I thought it was a little smart way out. Of course, we don't come up with any interpretations to the holy name. So that Om Tat Sat is Krishna, the one who has written this. Instead of writing Hare Krishna, he has written Om Tat Sat. Hare Om Tat Sat. So that Krishna is Tat. Tat, that. When you say that is understood, that means, who is that? This refers to, always throughout the scriptures, when it comes to tat, tat is that. And that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Mayavadis would like to say, oh, tatvamasi. Tatvam asi. Aham. Atvamasi, in fact. Tatvamasi, in fact. This is not I am, but you are. Instruction to his disciple. Upanishads are like that. There's a dialogue between guru and disciple. So one guru says, in one of the Upanishads, Tatvamasi, tat, that, tvam, you, asi, are. You are that. You are that. You are that. You, tat. Tat
Tvamasi.
So that is Shankaracharya, and he, Sudhana Shastras, and Upanishads, and then he thrives on this. Tattvamasi, Aham Brahmasmi. There are four Upanishads, have four Mahavakyas. He makes that as a basis of his misleading statements, for which purpose he had appeared. He was empowered.
Kalo Brahmana Rupina.
I will appear, oh my Devi Parvati, in Kali Yuga, I will appear as Brahmana Rupina and Mayavadam Asat Shastram. I will promote this Mayavad, which is Asat Shastram. Asat. No Sat. It is Shastram, but Asat Shastram. Before even his advent, he is declaring, what I am going to be talking is all Asat Shastram. Mayavadam Asat Shastram. And is also, and this will be cover up for Buddhism. It's part of the statement. I'll cover up the Buddhism. I'll only distance a little bit from Buddhism. Not go all the way. So Buddha said zero, and Shankaracharya said, no, not zero, one. And then, followed by Shankaracharya, all the four Vaishnava Acharyas appear, and they say, especially Madhvacharya, hey, two! Not zero, not one, two! And then appear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have given too much stress on these two, 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 two. No, no. They are two, but they are one. Simultaneously. The two were stressed so much that their relationship between the two, our loving dealings, affections, they were kind of minimized. Because they wanted to get rid of this, you know, so much emphasized. They had to come, you know, communism and then, no, capitalism, then something, the other extreme, you know, had to bring the other extreme and then communism. That also doesn't work. Against zero, our Vaishnavacharyas are fighting against that. Shankaracharya already fought against zero and established one. And the Vaishnavacharya had to fought now against that one and establish two, because they stressed too much of this, two, 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 two. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to come and do a little refinement, little adjustment. No. Not only two, but they're also one. Achintya bheda bheda tattva. And that's it. No one else is going to come now to do any evolutions or innovations or adjustments. All done now. This is set for next forever. So this tat is atat gya. Those who do not know tat, that is Lord, na yojayet karmasu karma mudhan. So do not engage them in na yojayet, no engage, do not engage them karmasu, in karma. This is karma. Karma, jnana, karma kand, jnana kand. So don't engage them in fruitive activities. Okay, karmas. He's karmi, you know, he's a karmi, we say. This is quite common and fair. He's karmi, he says. He's karmi. He's karmi. Means he's a fruity worker. He does karma, and When there's a fruit of that karma, he likes to gobble it up. He would like to enjoy his own fruit of his own labor.
Karmanyavadhikaraste mahaphaleshu kadachana. Krishna has to say in Bhagavad Gita.
This is another famous verse. If any verse they know, this one. Karmanyavadhikaraste. And in fact, the first part, one of the first part, not even second part. Karmanyavadhikaraste. Yes, we have right to do our duty. The whole Hinduism is based on this. We have right to do our duty. What is it? Krishna says, Karmanyavadhikaraste. And they become jubilant and they run. Whole impetus, give them boost for all the activities. Yes. Karmanyava, stamp, Krishna has stamped. Karmanyavadhikaraste.
But they forget mahaphaleshu kadachana.
Hey, hands off. Get good, go do active karma, but when there's a fruit, don't touch it. Mahaphaleshu. Karmanya adhikaraha na phaleshu. You have right to do your duty, so that adhikar is also part of the second part of the Krishna statement. Mahaphaleshu kadachana. Ma adhikaraha phaleshu kadachana. You have no adhikar, you have no right to go for the fruit of that. No, that's for me. Ma phaleshu. Do not. Ma phaleshu kadachana. Ma karma phalahiturbhur. There are three ma's there. One do and three don'ts in that verse. You do this. You do your duty. Prescribed duty. Okay? That's it. Rest. First thing is the fruit is not for you. Ma phaleshu kadachana. Ma karma phalahetur bhur. Do not think. Do not want to try to get the credit for doing. No. Ma karma phalahetu. Do not think you are the cause. Even of that duty. Do not think, I am the doer. Ma karma phala heturbhur. And then, ma sangas vakarmani. So person may say, you know, okay, I no fruit for me. Okay, I can go for it. But at least some name, fame, you know, at least I did it. Could I at least get the name? No fruit. Let someone get the fruit, but at least I should get the credit for doing it. No. Ma karma phala heturbhur. But then person, why should I work? No fruit, not even name. Then I will not do the duty. The Lord says, do not get attached to not doing the duty. Ma sangastu akarmani. Ma, do not, sangha, attachment to akarmani. What is that missing? Mate. Yeah, karma, yes. Yeah, because it started in the beginning. So, akarmani. So, that means, Lord is making the circle complete saying, Karmanyavadhikaraste. You just do your part, okay? You just do your part and other three, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. Do not become, why should I do? I will just renounce, or I will just not do anything. No, you don't do that. Keep doing. Karmanyavadhikaraste. So there are other parts. Missing links are there. Everyone just goes for, oh, karmanyavadhikaraste. They just hear the half truth, and they run. I distribute books, I was told. And Prabhupada said, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books.
He also wanted to say something more, or how to distribute, or this whole thing. But the devotee just ran out of the door. Distribute books. But you read my books also. Read my books. I have complained. It's only I complain about my disciples. What is the complaint? They do not read my books. So distribute books, yes, that part. We were into it. But then read my books and all that. That is also there. So we kind of hear half-truth and go for it. So have patience. And hear the whole thing. Hear the truth. And then act. So here, Rishabhdev is talking, us, atat jnan. So those who do not have jnan, knowledge of that is Supreme Lord, meaning all this matloka kamaha, madanugrahartha, all this kind of jnan, knowledge, direction, instructions, na yojayat. Yeah, please. So they don't engage them in karmasu, karma mudhan. They're already karma mudha. They are bewildered, or moha. They're illusioned. So do not engage. Don't talk of the karma khan sections or karma and fruitive activity. And then third part is the benefit and what is the loss? The other part is? Yeah. And if you engage them, then it will be big loss. They will be lost, in fact. Garte, in a hole, in the well. Kam yojayit manujo artham labhita. The manujas, born from manu, manushyas, the human beings. And if they are engaged, yojayit, they are engaged in that karma, fruitive activities, then artham, what is the benefit? Artham labhita kam. What benefit is there? In fact, there is no benefit. It's only loss. And what is the loss? Nipatayan nastadrasham higarate. They will fall down. Go deeper. Nastadrasham. They will be destroyed, finished. And garte, as they will go deeper into the material existence. Garte also means like a whirl in the water, river. Whirlpool. Yeah, garte. So if you are swimming in Ganga and if you get near this gartha, then it brings you to this bigger circle at the top and then smaller and smaller and smaller. It sucks you and you are thrown, pushed at the depth of the water body. You are at the top and then so the gartha is, you have become human being, very fortunate, but if you get into, could be dark regions.
So solution is, well, the solution is already, is already there. However, Srila Prabhupada is quoting yet another statement of the Lord from Lord Sri Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, Yojayet. This verse of Bhagavatam says, Yojayet. Bhagavad Gita, Yojayet. Don't tell. Engage, don't tell. Yojayet sarva karmani vidvan yuktaha samacharan. So do not disturb this atatgya, those who are ignorant of this ultimate reality or absolute truth, that supreme personality of Godhead, those who do not know, agyanam karma sanginam, same parties. Karma is mentioned here. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, agyanam. Here it says atatgya. There is agyanam, karma sanginam, na buddhi bhedam janayet. The wise do not disrupt the minds of ignorant who are attached to the fruitive action than what they are supposed to be doing. Or instead, what do? They should encourage not to refrain from work, but to work in spirit of devotion. And that is devotional service, and that is this mat loka kamaha, going back to home, madanugrahartha, that the benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not just benediction of some demigod, that is result of karma, maybe elevation to the higher planetary system, or not just getting into merging into Brahman, but go forward, move forward, upward. So to be actionless is not possible, Krishna says. Not even for a moment one could be free from action. Nakshanamapi. So active you must remain. So some may be engaged now in some fruitive activity. So let them be active, but somehow engage them in activity of devotional service. So that is what Srila Prabhupada has done by giving us this International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which is full of devotional activities. All varieties, wide spectrum. So you may not be fully and quickly understand everything, but just do it. If you are into just doing it, just do the devotional service. And that's the mantra, just do it. Do not even think. Just do it. If that is your philosophy, just do it. Then just do this. Just do it. Just take prasad, you know. Doesn't hurt, just eat. Eat the cookie. Just raise your hands. What for? Just raise the hands. Raise the hands. Say Hare Krishna. What is this Hare Krishna? Doesn't matter. Say Hare Krishna. Say Hare Krishna. So somehow. So with this karma khan gyan, the goal is Vedesha Sarveiraham Eva Vedyaha. I am to be known. But then this karma, this is very taking staircase. We gradually, who knows when, you're going to be going higher, when reaching destination. But if you perform some devotional service, you go through the lift. So knowingly, unknowingly, we perform devotional service, devotional activity. And that person in New York, in early days, he came with a toilet paper. He couldn't think of anything else, what to give to Swamiji, so he bought a toilet paper. And Swamiji accepted happily. And so that was his participation in International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He contributed toilet paper. So in any way, one could be hooked, just the touch with the holy name or Sankirtan party. Do we not hear? You know, I saw the Sankirtan party downtown, and I did not understand, but I stood there, and then as they stand and hear, or even passing by, the holy name is touching their heart and soul, and something clicks, something. And it sits there for some time. It seemed nothing happened, but then, one fine morning, there's a push. Now go. Go this way, go that way. And then one could join that boat. We are going back to home. People taking part in Rath Yatra, there may be only a core group that has come to participate in Rath Yatra, but so many others, they were not there for Rath Yatra. They just turn around and they're Jagannath. Or they turn around and there is a cookie in their hand. What am I saying? Eat it! Here's prasad. Here's the holy name on the Venice beach. He did not go to Vrindavan, Mayapur. Did not come to the temple here, but temple goes. Lord goes to them. When you're little sick, then you go to the doctor. But when you're too much sick, then doctor goes to the patient. Isn't it? When you're a little sick, then you personally go to the doctor. But if you're more sick, then doctor has to come to the patient. And so my sickness, sick people, so they don't come, they can't come to the temple, which is like a hospital. It's described like the hospital. And Lord and the devotees are like our doctors. So sometimes these doctors go to the patients. Go door to door knocking. Is anyone sick here? We heard this possibility. Or they just go, and those coming in contact, and then Rath Yatra-like festivals. People are exposed, or devotees go out and distribute books. In the middle of the crowd, they stand, and
They're making it available. Here it is. Here are the tablets. Here's a dose. Gita, Bhagavatam. Here's that. Here is prasadam, here is Govindas, here is the music, people like music. Devotees in France, Paris, they have a metro yoga. Our devotees program in Paris is called metro yoga. So metro, the train that goes round and round everywhere, Paris. Devotees jump on that metro and begin chanting. And then they stop and they talk of, this is a relief program. For stress and strength, this is a relief program. And how do you feel? How did you feel? I felt great or this, that. Then they move on, chant more and stop and talk and they hand out some invitations. I think once a year, those people are invited to a music festival. I think some attractive music festival. So they hand out, 1,000 invitations. Some 100 people come, 150 people come, and there's a music festival. Hare Krishna, more music. They'll talk and they'll cultural and prasad. This yoga works. Metro yoga is working. They're in business. It's going on. So devotees. So many outlets or inlets are there through which they could come in. And they don't have to stop doing what they are doing, but add Krishna, some little devotional service. And carry on, move on. And on. Okay, I'll stop here.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for a wonderful presentation. This verse 326 Bhagavad Gita seems particularly applicable, as you say, the Hindus, they like that first line. Not just the Hindus, everybody that wants to work and get their fruit. But we're saying here, okay, work, because you want to act, but try to make it a little devotional. In other words, give some fruit to Krishna. But in our own community, we see devotees who do that, who go out and work. There's a danger of taking one step forward, you're giving something to Krishna, but there's always the danger of two steps backwards, because you're associating with the karmis, and it's very, very insidious association. So, I'm just wondering if you could give some encouragement. Obviously, a lot of our own members are in that position, they're working out in the material world. How to avoid the two-step backward. You're taking one step to Krishna because you're giving some fruit, you're coming to temple, but always the danger of two-step backwards.
But then they could also step forward and be right there. Others may be a little slower. So whenever they think of going forward, they will not take one then two steps, small steps, they'll jump right in also. Like some, those who go away, not active for some time, and then they come back. And where do they begin? Where they had left off. In few days, they are on the microphone and they give Bhagavatam class. They are talking Bhagavad Gita, and it's all there. Yeah, well, we should certainly not like to see setbacks. We used to be worried about this during Prabhupada. Prabhupada was still with us. And then those days, talk of bloop. We don't use that word so much now. Maybe the less blooping. Or there are less to bloop. There were so many there. So there was morning blooping and someone was blooping in the afternoon. during the night. Numbers were bigger, so the frequency of looping was maybe. So, approaching Prabhupada and his point, our encouraging point was, they will come back. Then he would add, in this life or the next, they will come back. So that was kind of relief to hear from Srila Prabhupada that they are not lost forever, but they would be ours very soon, one of these days, one of these months, or as they get older, and they will have second thoughts, and they will review the situation, and this one going, that one leaving, departing, this makes also one think of one's situation. So again, as it is advised here in this verse, and in that particular Bhagavad Gita verse that we're quoting from third chapter, not to disturb, but somehow try to engage them, encourage them in devotional activities, keep them linked. I mean, this program, I think this is reaching setback, so they can't come to the temple. So, okay, so you could use your internet, open your computer, and take darshan of Rukmini Dwarkadish, or see the greetings, greet the Lord, and meet the speaker of Bhagavatam at your home. But then one should not get attached. God is everywhere. Or even if I'm home also, I'm taking darshan. Well, I think that's nice. But that is just some kind of means provided to you to make it easier. But that is not a standard practice. It is meant for you to step forward. Go forward. Go to the Lord. Come take darshan. And, chant and dance in association of devotees, of physical association, personal association, face to face. There's some kind of impersonal. Could they ask questions, wherever they are? So we should have a program also to reach out those Prabhus. Just now again, there's a talk going on of reuniting Prabhupada's family and reaching out Prabhupada disciples wherever they may be, and bring them, encourage them, remind them. So like that.
Thank you for a wonderful class, Maharaj. In the course of this particular question, it just kind of, it's hard to understand, like an ordinary person, a layman, that you have a person like, let's say, Arjuna, who was a military man. And we know that military man means that he kills people. You go to battle, you kill. Prabhupada gives that example of a soldier on the battlefield. He can kill, but once you come back home, if you kill again, you'll be thrown in jail. You'll get court-martialed. You'll get thrown in jail. So, I'm just kind of wondering if you could say something about in reference to how is it that Arjuna could think like this? That it's I'm killing for Krishna. In other words, it seems like a pretty heavy kind of thing to do and to remember the Lord. And then the other thing would be, what is our position as devotees in Krishna consciousness? Do we do we think about the fruits of our work, or are we supposed to be brahminical? Are we Brahmins? Are we, you know, what are we? Are we Kshatriyas? Are we Vaishyas? Are we Sudras? And, you know, like, what, you know, in order to understand how to give everything to Krishna, it appears that you need to be satisfied, properly satisfied in your life. And when you feel that, or you know that, then it seems like you could give that fruit to Krishna. But if there's some confusion as to what you are, you don't know how to properly act. So I know I'm going in a big circle here, but I just, these are very confusing kind of things for us, conditioned souls.
I am not Arjun. Only Arjun could do this. Even Arjun was not ready, you know. Arjun had thoughts like you have in the beginning. The mode of goodness, this, that. He was concerned about so many things, as Hindus are, and what about this? What about this dharma? What about? Arjuna has come up with a small list, in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, all his concerns, to which Krishna addresses in the 18th chapter, Sarva dharman parityajya. He has said that not for nothing, because he's addressing Arjuna. He said, what about this dharma? What about that dharma? What about that dharma? What about that dharma? What about that dharma? And Krishna, don't worry. Mami kam charanam raj aham tvam sarva papi bhyo mok. I will take care of the rest. So those were very extraordinary circumstances where these instructions are given to Arjuna, and he's instructed to get up and fight. And, if they're killed, this is what Grandfather Bhishma has to say from his experience in the Bhagavatam, that all those who were killed went back home. They were all liberated. Because the killing took place in presence of the Lord. In fact, Arjun was only seeing the back of the Lord, while others were seeing the face of the Lord. They were in a more fortunate position than Arjun. So as they were face to face with the Lord, killed, this is the time. That Bali, anyways, When Sri Ram hid behind the tree and killed Vali, so that Sugriv could join Sri Ram, and Sugriv and Ram together could, because Sugriv also was in trouble. His wife also was in custody of Vali. The Ram and Sugriv were in similar boat, similar situation. One's wife with Ravan and another's wife with Bali. So so when Ram killed to get rid of this Bali, then so this the Bali first of all thought, this is not fair. You're hiding. If you wanted to kill me or fight, you could have come face to face, but what is this act? Then Lord proposed, oh, I could save you. I could take your arrow. And the Bali was thinking, no, no. He had a second thought. No, don't do this. Don't do this. Opportunity like this, to be killed by you, as I see you face to face, I may not get this opportunity again. Do not take that arrow out. Let it be in there. Let me die in your presence. So, some may or may not know the benefits of being killed by the Lord or being, killed in presence of the Lord. So it was very extraordinary situation in which context Arjuna was asked to do the killing. And so of course we said the society is like a body, and the body is sick, then doctor comes and he does the operation for which he is not punished or there's no penalty. In fact, they said, thank you, doctor, for tearing the body apart and then stitching again. We thank you. So Lord had to do that kind of operation. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. He has made his vision and very clear by this statement. I come to kill the miscreants or anyone who takes part or become party to the miscreants. I kill them. But at the same time, he does something. Aho bakiyam. And Lord is known for that. And Buddha was amazed. Oh, that magnanimity of the Lord. Oh, that baki. Putana had come with intention. Jighansayaapi. She had intention of killing the Lord. But see, Lord elevated her and gave the post position of a mother in his own abode. So some things are that kind of inconceivable for. But we couldn't do it, you know. It was ordered. When the police officer orders or army commander, shoot, kill. Then it is done. And then you get a reward for doing that. But privately, if you pick up your gun and begin, then you'll be hanged or you'll be punished. So here, Supreme Personality of Godhead is, so that's one part of your. And the other part is, who are we? We should be situated properly before we could do something or perform devotional service or give something. Whether are we, which varna, which ashram do we belong to? Well, things are not very clear in this age of Kali. Things are, it's not a normal time again. As we said, that was extraordinary time. That battlefield was a very extraordinary situation. At the same time, this age of Kali is also pretty extraordinary. And it's not a normal time. And there's the age, the season, Prabhupada, each age is like one season. Four ages, four seasons. So this season of the age of Kali is pretty dark and gloomy, and you can't even see who is who. It's so dark. And this darkness is because of mode of ignorance. Aham ajnanajam tamaha, Krishna. Aham ajnanajam tamaha. Tamaha, the darkness is because of ajnana, ignorance, the mode of ignorance. So who is who? Who are you? Who am I? It's very difficult. Kalau nastra drasham isham. Bhagavatam in the very beginning says, people have lost the eyesight. They are not able to see. Okay, then I will shed some light. I will provide the light of Bhagavatam. Adhuna purana arka buditaha. I will appear, Lord. I will appear as Bhagavatam. So that people could again begin to see things as they are. So it's not kind of, we don't know. There's a whole mix-up, you know. It's kind of more distinct in the past. Okay, this person is governed by ignorance. Okay, let's put him in this box called Shudra box. This person is predominantly in mode of goodness. Okay, you Brahmin. And this bit in between these two is a Kshatriya. He still has goodness, but passion also. Then you go to Shudra, very little goodness, lots of passion, but ignorance also. And like that. So Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, there's a rivalry. These three modes of material nature, they are kind of battling and fighting. And one comes at the top, becomes victorious, defeating other two. But then after some time, the other two have their... Every dog has its day, so other modes of material nature, they come at the top. And sometimes you're in goodness, a lot of times you are in passion, and a lot of time you're in ignorance. So it's very difficult to say. Goodness, then you have to be always in goodness. But that's not the case. Kshatriya, well, that also you don't fit that bill. And because you're changing, you're also in ignorance. Because ignorance is dominating. In fact, ignorance is dominating in this age of Kali. So Bhagavatam says, Kalau sattva haram pumsam. Kalau sattva haram. Sattva, my goodness. My goodness. That goodness is stolen by this age of Kali. So goodness is gone, and what is left is a little bit of passion and lots of ignorance. And so we come from that stock. We walk out of that dark regions. And then we try to find out who am I. So we are just told, Jivara Swarupa Hai Krishna Er Nitya Das. You're a servant of Krishna. We kind of start there. And the goal is to become Vaishnava. So whether we are Brahmins or Shudra, this, that, well, there's not much time. Life is short. And there's miles to go before you sleep. Miles to go before you sleep. Woods are lovely, dark and deep. You heard that before? So so many things are attracting, distracting. So this is not the time exactly to go the step by step, you know. This one, now that ashram. Hey! Your disciples are only... in early 20s, and you have given them sannyas order of life. One press reporter was questioned, how come? At the age of 75 onwards, he had maybe studied somewhere. At the age of 75, you take sannyas. So he was objecting, what is the young people, young disciples? You have already made them into sannyas. And I think there was talk of death, dying. So they are young, the reporter, they are young. Not old. Who dies? Those who are old, they die. They are young, not old people die. So Srila Prabhupada was questioning, now they are young and I am old. But is there any guarantee of them not dying before I do? Prabhupada's logic. You say they are young and I am old. Old people die or no. But they could also die. There's no guarantee. This is not Ram Raj. In kingdom of Ram, there was not such a thing that the parents, father is performing funeral ceremony of his sons. If this happened, they would run too and ring the bell, and the king has to answer, hey, what is this? My son had to die. But could anyone complain like this these days? People, teenage and 20s and 30s, they are dying. Anyway, so Prabhupada was trying to impress upon, there's no time for going, you know, systematically from this to that, to that, to that, and varna and ashram. So we just make the best use of the bad bargain and get out of here. Come out clean, Vaishnavas. So, although as much as possible, try to follow varna, ashram. Prabhupada did talk and wanted us to make that also our mission, and farming and economy based on land and the cow, which is stressed. That's, you could say that's Vaishya administration. You are our Kshatriya, but you are also Brahmin, and you are also Vaishya. I don't think I was Shudra, but yeah. So like that, we kind of play also. As a Vaishnavas, we play different roles. And maybe sometimes act in this capacity or that capacity, a Brahmin or... But do it again. The goal is for the pleasure, Varnashrama. For the pleasure of Lord, Varnashrama is... So this is done as aradhana unto the Lord for the pleasure of the Lord. This varnashram is linked with the Lord. So with that aim in mind, we Kshatriya or Brahmin or Vaishya or Shudra, we try to, for the pleasure of the Lord, we act in different capacities, different roles as much as possible. Arrivederci.